And it is time for a check on our sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And first couple of things that I will bring up. For the first time since 2006, the UConn women are not a number one seed in the NCAA tournament bracket. Never mind that they're, I think it's 32-1. They was robbed, but what the heck? What can you do? You know, you just gotta sit there and take it. But the stats on the UConn women are really amazing. The first time since 2006 that they're not a number one seed. UConn has been playing in the tournament. They've reached the Sweet 16 every season since 1994, and the Final Four in each season since 2008. That's 10 years of reaching the Final Four in a row, and from 1994 on, they've been in the Sweet 16. That's 24 years. Those are just some staggering things. So we'll have to see how the Lady Huskies do. It's a rebuilding year. They had two losses this year. So it's a rebuilding year for the Lady Huskies of the University of Connecticut. And we won't talk about the the men's team. Not a good year. I don't know if they won a game on the road this year or not. They were pretty good at home, the men, but I don't know if they won a game on the road or not. Now, in other sports news, Mike and I were talking about this with Severino and his arm problems. We both said that they had to sign another pitcher, and indeed they did. They reached a deal with left-handed pitcher Gio Gonzalez. It's not a huge thing. It's a minor league deal. And if Gonzalez is added to the major league roster, the contract will be worth $13 million for the season, plus incentives. It allows him to opt out April 20th if he has not been added to the major league roster by then. It gives him an opportunity to come to camp, compete, and see if they can join in the rotation while they're waiting for Severino to come back in. They have a verbal agreement because Severino is likely going to miss the first month of the regular season with that shoulder injury. Looking at Gio Gonzalez, he's a left-hander. He's been in the league 11 years. His career, he has a 3.69 ERA, which is average. His win-loss stats are pretty good, 127-97. He's got 1,748 strikeouts. Last year, not a good year for him. He was 10-11 with an ERA of 4.21. So that's the big news. Sorry, that's the big news. I don't have any other huge news. I mean, yeah, the NCAA tournament's underway. I'm not a big NCAA fan. I do watch the tournament games though. I do. But it's just I don't know. I'm just not that into it. I will once we get towards the Sweet 16 and things like that. But I don't do the brackets or anything like that. I just watch it. And then I'll watch a few NBA games. Can't watch hockey because the Rangers just stink this year. So I haven't watched much sports. I watch the AAC, the Alliance Football League. It's pretty good, actually. It's not too bad. Not too bad at all. Well, anyways, that is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. We'll see what excuse Mike Kazi gives us via text message a little bit later on as to why he missed the show.